I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown Salt Lake City, it's 30 degrees.
Our top story this hour: looks like winter weather is finally showing up this week, but will snow hit the valley floor?
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our live team coverage. Nick?
Amanda, it appears as though we might actually get a little snow today. The KSL Weather Center says we have about a 20% chance of rain this afternoon, increasing to 40% this evening. Things mellow out overnight and into tomorrow, but then it comes back Wednesday into Thursday, where it might not end up snowing all day and into Friday. Temperatures also moving more toward winter-like conditions, highs in the 40s today through Wednesday. Then we drop down into the 30s Thursday and Friday, mix of sun and clouds by Saturday and Sunday. Kind of all over the place. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Air pollution in Utah has been dropping significantly if we look back over the past 20-plus years. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live in the News Center with more. Jacob?
The News Center with more. Jacob?
We'll have to check back with Jacob coming up here in just a minute.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A major change for international travelers starts today. ABC's Lionel Moise reports.
President Biden laid out his plan to fight coronavirus this winter, and one major component was toughening testing requirements for travelers. The change is now in effect. Everyone arriving in the U.S. from abroad, including American citizens, will now have to show proof of a negative coronavirus test within 24 hours of travel, regardless of vaccination status. Previously, you had a three-day window for showing that negative test. Travelers who are unvaccinated are still barred from entering the country with few exceptions. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Omicron variant has now been found in at least 17 states, including Utah, and the demand for the vaccine is now surging to the highest level in more than a half a year. ABC's M. Nguyen begins our team coverage.
Health officials continue to urge Americans to get vaccinated or booster shots. According to the CDC, 6 million people have received a shot since Friday. Meanwhile, a new study with J&J shows receiving their booster on top of an original Pfizer vaccine prompts a strong immune response. It signals mixing and matching vaccines could be promising.
The manhunt in Michigan for the parents of suspected school shooter Ethan Crumbley came to an end over the weekend. And this morning, we're hearing more about the man who helped the couple get into a commercial building.
Authorities found the couple inside an empty commercial building Saturday. The man who owns that building says he has a friendly relationship with the Crumbleys, and he invited them to stay at his art studio.
To avoid death threats and hostility that was surrounding their home.
According to the man's attorney, he was not aware that authorities were looking for the Crumbleys.
The minute he actually did find out, he himself went to law enforcement and told them that they were there.
Their lawyer insists the couple was not fleeing.
ABC's Laika Jachi reporting.
The pandemic is creating a perfect storm for scalpers with slow production and shipping delays. ABC's Michelle Franson has more.
Parents are scrambling to find high-demand gifts like gaming consoles. Supply chain issues created an extra challenge, along with bots or automatic programs scanning the internet and scooping up those items, then reselling them at inflated prices. Michael Kahn is a tech reporter for PC Mag and suggests getting alerts from the legit companies on social media.
You basically want to follow these accounts who specialize in tracking PlayStation restocks, Xbox restocks. You follow them on Twitter.
Michelle Franz and ABC News.
The social media site TikTok uses an algorithm aimed to prevent online bullying. But it appears that same algorithm is also banning some disabled creators. KSLNews Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
This happened to Nicole Parrish, an artist from American Fork with autism, who has 2 million followers on her account, Sounds of the Forest.
This has happened a lot, especially in the past few weeks, to a lot of disabled creators.
U of U Chair of Communications Avery Holton says TikTok uses an algorithm and a team of moderators, sometimes in other countries, to try to head off content that might be considered bullying.
Without knowing the individual and without really diving in and trying to understand them and the content that they're posting, and in this case known for, posts can be taken out of context.
Holton says people with disabilities often use social media to find voice, and he wants platforms to be better at identifying this. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.